Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Figured, you know, Browns, Ravens, find a guy that played for both teams. That's the way we like to do things around here. Former Browns running back, former Ravens running back, still local high school coach here when it comes to track, and also calling tonight's game on Spectrum Sports. He'll be doing the Walsh-Austintown-Fitch game on Spectrum. He is Jamel White. Hi, Jamel. How are you?
What's up, Jamel?
What's going on? How's everybody doing today?
We are doing good. Trying to figure out how the Browns turn this thing around just to be positive. I'm not talking about playoffs. I'm not talking about next week. I'm talking about this week against the Ravens. And when you walk into a locker room that's 2-7, what goes through your mind?
Oh, boy. That's what goes through your mind. Like, oh, boy. Nah, man. Like, at this point, if you're really thinking about it, you know, as a player, and it's selfish, some of them are not going to be there. You know what I mean? Come next year. So what are you playing for at this point? You know? So you want to put your best stuff on film because that's the way other teams are going to see you. And it's not that because you're on a team that's not doing so good doesn't mean that you're not a good player. It's just you're probably in a bad situation. You could be in a bad offensive scheme. You could be in a bad defensive scheme. But I would think, you know, going into the locker room, and if you do have pride, you just want to end the season off well. But at the same time, you want to make yourself look as good as possible for other teams.
When you're in a locker room, Jamel, and whether it's the offensive coordinator or the head coach decides to give up the play calling, what does that tell the players?
Say that one more time.
So let's say, were you ever in a situation where, let's say, either like a head coach or an offensive coordinator was calling plays and they decided to turn over the play calling to somebody else?
No, I wasn't, man. Like, I was in a situation where Bruce Arians, he was the man. You know what I mean? So
that's a good point.
Yeah, he put it together for you. But at the same time, after the first year, and, you know, Tim was a rookie, I came in, it was his second year. It was different, man. That third year when we got BA, it was completely different because they changed the personnel in the locker room to where we made it to the playoffs. They wanted a playoff team, so they went and spent the money and got guys that came from Pittsburgh, Kansas City. They got cats that came from everywhere, and we didn't have a problem putting up points, man. And I think me and Andy was talking about this not too long ago. We would go out there on offense, and it was a guarantee we were going to put up 30 points easy. Our defense just needed to hold it down for us a little bit too. So it was different. But like I said, sometimes you just can't put everything on a coach sometimes, man. You just got to have people that actually understand that professional football is your job. You know, Corey Fuller used to tell us all the time, he was an older cat, he used to tell everybody that was younger, And that included me. He was like, dude, when you got to go home, you got to study, and you got to come back here and be prepared. So if guys are not doing that, that's a problem. And I don't know if those guys are doing it or not, but sometimes it just looks like on camera some of the guys are not putting in the extra work that they need and approaching it like it's a job.
We talked about this earlier in the week. Like, at what point do you go out there and you try to be a stat stuffer? Like, I would think that would jump out to everybody who's on the field with you, but you know where I'm going with that?
Yeah, like you just trying to pad your own stats?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that goes back to my earlier point. Like, you want to put good stuff on film. And the thing about that is offensive players really can't do that. You know what I mean? Like, you're only given so many targets. You're only given so many handoffs. You know what I mean? Defensive players, if you look at defensive linemen, that's the only way that it gets down, like sacks. If a quarterback drops back and try and throw it to a DB and, you know, it doesn't come your way, you can't pad your stats. The only thing you could do is play well. And they'll find you if you play well. But when it comes to just padding your stats, I think that's a concept that's not really real, because you don't have opportunities to do that, really.
Former Browns running back Jamel White joining us on the Fan Hotline. Also played for the Colts, the Ravens for a little bit as well. What really stood out to you about playing in Baltimore, and more than anything, for the Ravens organization compared to others you played for?
Let me tell you, man, and I hate to say this, man, they treated the people here in Cleveland treated me well. Well, treated all the players well, but in Baltimore, it's not what Cleveland fans think. There's not this big hatred, and it's not this big rival. I remember when Art was there, I talked to him about some stuff, and he was like, man, I really love Cleveland. I wish that they didn't dislike me so much. And he gave me a full background of it, and they treat you well there, man. I'm Rashadi, he treats you well. The complex is awesome. They do very similar things. So I think there's a misunderstanding about certain things that most fans don't understand. They just know, hey, we lost our team, and, you know, it's bad. We hate them. But there's always more to a story. There's always two sides of it. But it was awesome playing in Baltimore, and it was also awesome playing here.
But isn't there a point, though, where the Ravens, when they play the Browns, like, I hate to say this, but historically it's been like, you know, we're playing the Browns this week from the Ravens' side of this, and it's like, you know what? We just need to go out there and play football, and the Browns will find a way to lose. I've heard other guys say that have played for the Ravens before. When you were on the other side, did you get that vibe?
Yeah, I got that vibe, but not me personally, but mm-hmm. In the locker room, it was like, yeah, they're going to, you know, they may be up or they may be doing this, but they'll shoot themselves in the foot somehow, some way. You know what I mean? Like, it would be out there sometimes, but, you know, like, sometimes it wasn't out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just depends. Like, let's flip the script a little bit.
Okay.
What if Baltimore wasn't having a good year and the Browns were having?
Well, it started that way, didn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
it started that way, yeah. What if Baltimore would be like, okay, here we go. We can get back on track. We're playing the Browns. If I was playing for the Ravens, who I can't stand, and the only time I didn't like them is when you were playing. The only time I didn't like you is when you were playing for them. You know what I'm saying? I would look at the Browns and go, we dominate them. We own them, and we are going to beat them again. And guess what? We probably just need to play regular football, because in the end, they'll do something silly. They're going to jump offside. They're going to fumble. They're going to throw an interception. They will do something that will give us the advantage. And even if we just hang for three quarters, we're good. We're going to win this thing. I actually think the Ravens own the Browns and are all inside their head. Whether the players want to believe it or not, at least for the fans, that's the way it feels.
I'm going to have to disagree with some of that. I don't think, like, let's just be real. When most teams play the Browns, it doesn't matter if, you know, they just started playing. Let's say it's the season started, you know, yesterday, and everybody no one has a win underneath their belt. People automatically think the Browns are going to lose. just to be real about it. That's just what people think.
True.
But that don't mean that's what's going to happen.
That's, I mean, outside of diehard Brown fans that think they're going to win every week no matter what the team is. Right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Right. So I look at it from a different aspect every time. It's like any team could lose at any time. It don't matter how good you are. Last year, the 49ers came in here. What did the Browns do? Light them up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah.
Squirrel finds an acorn, right?
But that's one of those two, Jamel, where I wonder if it's just like Jim Schwartz has always been kryptonite to Kyle Shanahan. And I wonder how much of it just that knowledge, institutional knowledge and game plan plays into it too.
Oh, it does. Dude, it's the craziest thing. Like these offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, they all know each other. You know what I mean? I don't want to say they all know each other, but they know what they're capable of doing and what they're good at. So they're going to game plan based off of what they've seen over the last couple of weeks or over the last 10 weeks, I guess. They're going to game plan off of that, and then they're going to game plan off of that coach. So what fans don't know is there's a playlist that shows you every little thing that they may do. And those defense coordinators have them, offensive coordinators have them, what they're going to run on third down, how they're going to go on first down, how they're going to go on second down. So they're not just coming up with that out of the blue. They're coming up out of that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
They're coming up with that stuff because they've seen things on film, and they also know what the coaches are like. Mm.
I want to ask you a question about college football real quick, because we're going to talk about this next, okay? So, like, Division II, Division I, they're all kind of kicking around this fifth year of eligibility, 5-for-5. So you just play a fifth year of college football. There's, you know, there's lawsuits going on, you know, the red shirt season, you know, but this is straight out 5 for 5. What do you think of that? And then I'm going to tell you what I think. So you tell me, what do you think of 5 for 5?
Okay, so tell me this real quick before I tell you what I think.
Sure.
Do you get a red shirt still?
That's a great question. Yes, I still think you get should get your red shirt.
Jamel White, Andy Baskin, right. Kryptonite.
Yeah, he is my kryptonite. Yes.
Yeah. So you still get a red shirt. So let's just say this.
So hang on. So here's there's a class action suit that was filed in September to give college athletes a fifth year of eligibility by challenging the NCAA's longtime rules on redshirt seasons and its four-year limit of eligibility. Okay? That's what's going on right now. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not addressing the redshirt.
I know. What we're talking about right now is not addressing the redshirt year. So,
all right, so you're just starting – you're just truly talking 5 years and
yeah, let's just say five. You could – whether it's redshirt or not, maybe you might get that 6 year if you get the redshirt, but let's just say – 5 for 5. Let's just take it for what it for its face value.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're a college athlete and you're on scholarship for 5 years, I would take it. I mean, think about it. After your fourth year, if you don't redshirt, they take away your scholarship. So most people get 4 years degrees and all that stuff, but what if you want to do a master's or something like that? They give you that extra 1 year, and then after that 1 year, you could really get another 6 year if you try and be a GA for that team.
Okay, so is 5 for 5 what the limit should be? Five years of playing college athletics.
It depends on that red shirt, man. Like
I'm just telling you, I'll give you the red shirt. I'll give it to you. You can have a red shirt year. Should you be able to play, let's call it 5 full seasons of college athletics? So maybe you have a redshirt year because you only played like, you know, one game.
Yeah, I would say yeah.
5 years. No one should be playing more than that, right?
Yeah.
I'll even give you injury. I'll give you 7 years to have 5 full seasons. All right.
Right.
All right. So
yeah, I mean,
tell me if
you
I,
know what? Hold on. Let me give you a different. I don't know. And this is why.
Okay.
That portal messes things up.
Oh yeah.
That's number one. And then these kids coming out of high school, you're not going to have the money for them to give them a scholarship if you're keeping these dudes on for 5 years. That's gonna play a little bit of a role in there. So not only now it's a challenge for the high school players because of the portal by itself. Now you got dudes staying around for 5 years automatically.
Agree. So I'm with you.
That's gonna mess up high school. That's gonna mess up people who done worked hard in high school to try and get scholarships. And with football is the only one that gives out.
Hey, just because we got to go here. True or false? It's harder now than it's ever been before for a high school athlete to get that scholarship at the high level of college. Anything?
Oh, true. That's true.
All right, you'll hear my response when we come back. Otherwise, I will call you, and we will talk about it, or I will find you, and we will eat dinner, and I will tell you exactly what I think. But I think if you just hang out at the radio station for a minute, you'll hear my response on the other side. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks, Jamel.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Jamel White, the former Browns running back, former Ravens running back, giving us some lowdown on what's going on with the Browns and the Ravens and the perspective of this game as we head into it. Here's the deal. So the NCAA said no to 5 for 5 a couple of weeks ago, right? So then what happened was 5 college football players now seek an injunction against the NCAA for the 4-year eligibility limit. Now, whether it's and we also hear talk about other divisions in the NCAA saying, hey, let's just give these guys 5 for 5 and call it a day. And what's happening is it's just 5 athletes right now in D1 that could be have these rules suspended just for them. It's just for the 5 of them because it would have to be bigger than that. And there are just 5 players. There's a Vanderbilt linebacker, Wisconsin long snapper, a Wisconsin kicker, Nebraska long snapper.
Please don't send me back to the farm.
And a Wisconsin tight end. And they are seeking another year of eligibility through this motion for a preliminary injunction, which I think happens on December 15th, if I read that correctly. So, one of the attorneys said the motion is narrowly focused. But, I mean, it's the ramifications that would happen. If the motion succeeds, I'm just reading this straight from USA Today, it could signal the next big change in college sports after a wave of lawsuits already have transformed the old NCAA way of doing business. The lawsuits generally challenge the NCAA on antitrust. We talk about that. And just a bunch of unlimited annual transfers, which we now call the transfer portal. There are just a lot of things that have changed, and we've all watched this. And we've all watched this time and time again. I think when it comes down to it, the basis of the whole argument is if you get rid of redshirt years, right? Let's say get rid of the redshirt years. Let's take it out of that side. Okay. Should you just have 5 years? Like the second you walk into university number one, that is governed, and because we know these guys are jumping schools all the time, university number one, the second the class schedule starts, you are now on the clock. And you have 5 years to play five, whether you are hurt or redshirt or whatever.
No. And the only reason that I say it that way is because I think there needs to be some kind of limit on all of these things so we don't have a bunch of 25, 26-year-olds going up against 18 and 19-year-olds. I just think we need to find a different
way. I'll give you the military argument against that, but go ahead.
No, you're understandable.
You decide you're 18 years old, you're not ready for college, you join the military, and then you come back.
I can throw a grenade, but I can't throw back a shot. I know. Right. I've heard all of these arguments many a time. Mm-hmm. It's just more for a product sake than anything else that I just look at it and think you need to have some kind of limit on top of this so that you don't end up with people on the Blutarsky plan who are lighting it up in college but can't make it at the next level, so they just keep lighting it up in college. Like Diego Pavia.
That's the half of the story here.
Right.
Yeah.
The quarterback for Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. I think he's, 26 now? 25, 26? Somewhere in that general.
I don't know, but we were sharing. I had a Golden Buckeye card, and he was like, yeah, no, I use mine. So.
And he's playing well for Vanderbilt, and has put Vanderbilt on the map.
Right.
And he's talking to the NCAA, trying to get another year of eligibility.
Yeah.
And it's one of those where it's like, dude, you're like 26. You're done. It needs to end at some point. This can't be a full-blown minor league football.
He's 24, by the way.
He's 24? Sure.
Yeah,
okay.
24.
This can't be a full-blown minor league football where you've got guys who are way past their prime playing in college mixed with guys who are finding their way up. Like, you're taking away the essence of what makes college football college football. I just think you need to have some kind of limit there.
Hmm.
Now, we are talking about the NCAA.
So let me just say this. If you have an organization, you make $279.5 million, you got $64.3 million in ticket sales and $37.1 million in media rights. Is that minor league?
I mean, yeah. It still is.
That's minor league.
Yeah.
Really? Those were Ohio State's fiscal numbers in 2023, according to Google.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have...
That's not minor league. That's professional.
You also have second-tier European soccer making all that kind of money on top of it.
Yeah, I'm not talking about them.
I'm just saying...
They're not in the NCAA.
There's examples of this around the world.
You are absolutely going to hate my response. I think everyone's going to hate my response.
Go for it.
If you are enrolled in a university... And that university has athletics, and that athletic team wants to take you, you should.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Be able to play. I don't know why. Why do we discriminate years? Especially if you're paying to go to school there. You're paying to go to said school. You want to have your academics and participate in athletics. Is there a eligibility limit on intramurals? No. Are you a member of that community? If you're a member of the community, why you're being discriminated against because of age? Why shouldn't you be able to play as long as you're at the school? I know, like, I hate it. I hate the thought of that because it just bogs everything up for anybody coming out of high school to be able to push those guys.
Exactly.
To push
them. I
understand that, but I also think that there's. I mean, okay, you had a clock. We gave you a clock for the time you're allowed to play here, and then when you're done, well, you're not allowed to do that anymore. Like, why is there even a rule that? But so you want to be 50-year-old, you can go play on a team, and you're still paying to go to school there. Why? If you're paying to go to school there, why shouldn't you be able to use the gym? And by the way, if the coach wants me, he wants me to play on the team. I'm just saying, most coaches aren't going to want you after a while anyway.
But paying to go to school there. Okay, now we're on a different plane. Because
I'll give you another one. The school says, you know what? He's 28, 29, 35 years old. I want to give him a scholarship to get his master's.
So,
wait a minute. Now you're a member of the community? And as a member of the community, why are you not allowed to participate in all the community activities?
So what you're saying right here is I'm really going to take you in left field, so hang with
okay.
me. So then if we're going to play that game,
I love
what
this argument.
Going to stop Ohio State
yeah.
from looking at the quarterback market, all over the place going, I'm not seeing a whole lot of this stuff. You know what? Let's go to the Toronto Argonauts and grab their quarterback.
Why not? Why just come back here? Go grab a professional quarterback. Sanders, you think?
See, that's asinine.
You think Sanders?
I
get
the
it.
Complete
ish. What?
That the complete essence of college athletics, the whole idea that now all of a sudden you're just operating as a professional football unit.
Fred Flintstone was able to go back to Princeton. I'm just saying.
Dude, don't come at me about this Princeton stuff, all right? I'm still mad. My Pottsylvania scholarship doesn't get me as far as I want. But look, That's the problem with this. And this is where the NCAA actually needs to like throw up a wall and like get together and go, all right, we actually need
the
some
NCAA
rules.
That can't do anything right
yes.
now.
Oh, you need to stop me and rail the NCAA.
So powerful.
Because that's going to ruin this whole thing more than anything else.
What paying the guys is going to ruin it too, but yet we all flood the televisions on Saturday and watch football. We all do it.
I am fine with the 18 to 20 whatever-year-olds getting the money that they want. The problem that I'm going to run into is if we are now living in this world where it's like, well, we need a quarterback. Let's see. Who still has years of eligibility? I know. I'm going to go get the Saskatchewan Rough Rider quarterback and bring him in there. Like, that's the kind of stuff where I'm going to be looking around going, what the hell are we doing?
Guess what? Hockey's kind of doing that already. They're bringing kids back from Canada to come back and play NCAA hockey. Not that they're in the NHL. But they're able to pick up some. They were able to pick up cash and then end up walking back to NCAA hockey.
I am someone who
despises. NCAA hockey is completely growing. Like all these SEC schools are now. North Carolina just built this unbelievable massive complex, and what they're doing is, I mean, the shape of collegiate hockey has changed, and it's the same as baseball, right?
This is asinine.
You want to pick maybe Ohio State or maybe Kent State wants to pick up somebody from the Guardians if they've got the money to pay for it. I understand it's convoluted. It's confusing. It's brutal. There's no order. There's no structure to any of it. But my point is, if you're a member of that college community and perhaps you're paying to go there, why are you being banned? If you're an athlete who's good enough to play.
And I hate the argument.
And maybe you don't want to play professional. I'll go back to Jeff's argument. Sorry. Maybe he just likes living there. Maybe he just wants to live on campus. You know, Jeff makes this argument all the time when we talk about, and I shouldn't do this while Jeff's not here, but Jeff makes the argument all the time about, you know, having NFL players having to move to Europe to play if we had regular season games there all the time and teams based there. Because you may not want to go. Who wants to live? He said, you know, who wants to live in Europe the whole time if you're playing in the NFL? Well, I'm sorry, man. That's the league. If you want to be a pro football player, you're going to have to do that.
Hell,
right?
We do it to nurses and doctors.
Maybe there's people that just don't. Maybe they feel really comfortable living on a college campus at 30-some years old in a dorm. I don't know. I hope it's not true, but maybe that's where they want to live and they want to play and they might be great athletes and they're like, you know what? It's pretty good. I get to go down to the cafeteria. I eat all the time. I come back. I go to class. I play football. Yeah, so what? I'm eligible for my Golden Buckeye card, but this is what I want to do. I'm not saying any of it is logical. What I am saying is if you are part of a university and you go to school there, why is there a clock at all? That's my point. And I know I'm driving everybody crazy. I get it.
I despise the reason I'm going to give you because it's a reason that I usually hate.
Okay.
Because it ruins the essence of what this is.
I agree with you 100%.
Because it blowtorches what makes college athletics special is the fact that you have this finite amount of time to do it, and then you have to go.
Normally 18 to 22.
Exactly. Yeah, then you have to go to the next thing. And I hate using that argument. I hate the argument of, well, it's because that's how we've always done it.
Yeah, that's what
because
it is.
Because I think that argument is insane for a lot of different things when we can do things better and we choose not to. But there's just something about college athletics and the idea that you're watching 18 to 23-year-olds who are 24-year-olds, I should say, who are A, doing this because they absolutely love the sport and can't see a world without it, and B, doing this to move on to the next level for 5 to 10% of them, actually 5% of them tops. There's just something about that that makes college football special. And I hate to lose that specialness because we're looking at this because of a lawsuit and somebody going, well, you know, I guess I could stay here and take another round of basket weaving and bowling so that I could keep throwing
here,
passes
you want
at the age
you want
of 29.
Do you want the uneasy feeling on this? This is really what I'm saying is, and I hate to say
the
this.
Other part of it, too.
Let me hang on. Let me give you the uneasy feeling because it's going to make your stomach turn. Ready? It's a 25 or 26-year-old who's like, yeah, you know what? I'll go to prom with that 18-year-old. Right? Isn't that really what it is? It's a 25 or 26-year-old that's willing to go to prom with an 18-year-old. Again, I've made them league of age of consent.
Good point.
Because if you're going,
don't get hypothetically sued. I don't need you in hypothetical court.
All right, I gave you something to discuss over Thanksgiving dinner, right? There you have it. And you'll be like, Andy's crazy, and then you're going to take my side to keep the argument going over the holidays. Tomorrow night, NBC. Guess what? It's the Buckeyes. UCLA, it's at night. I don't know what Tim May is going to do all day. He's probably going to sit around and watch TV. I don't know. It's going to throw him off to have a night game. But there he is on the fan hotline. He is our friend, Tim May.
Herald
Tim May podcast.
Rivalry.
Yep. Tim May podcast with Clay Hall. Hi, Tim.
What's up, buddy?
I'm doing extremely well. What am I doing tomorrow?
What are you going to do during the day?
My younger grandson is turning four tomorrow. We're having a thing for him.
Congratulations.
11:45. He's one of my favorite things that's ever come into my life. I'll say that. Charlie May.
Okay. What do you?
Big brother Owen, and then I'm gonna watch. But we do a tailgate show starting at 3.5 hours before the game starts. So I got to be at the stadium by 3:30. For that.
Three and a half. That's weak.
NBC.
We do at least four.
Whenever you said NBC, man, you know what I thought of? The first thing I thought of?
Ding, ding, ding.
They would have that peacock that would come on and spread its feathers because it was color.
Yes.
And
in living color.
We didn't have a color television in Demopolis, Alabama.
Hmm.
We barely had a television, but we got to go to Woody Woodmansey's house to watch the Orange Bowl when Texas played Alabama with Joe Namath. Back in 1964 season, 65 Orange Bowl. And by the way, Namath did score on the sneak. Tommy Nobis claims he stopped him. But that's what came to mind. The first game I watched in living color on NBC.
I wish you remembered something about that game. I mean, your memory is so loose on it.
Well, you ask Namath about it today. He'll still tell you he scored.
No, he was going to tell you Tim May watched that game. That's
what
he's going to tell me.
Great back then.
What?
That was back when they decided the national champion before the bowl games. So Alabama was number one and stayed number one. Bear Bryant's second national championship there. 65, AP decided to vote after the bowl games.
Mm.
And Alabama lost its opener to Georgia and then tied Tennessee and ended up winning the national championship when it beat Nebraska in the Orange Bowl. Nebraska was number three. Alabama was number four. And Arkansas and UCLA upset Michigan State in the Rose Bowl. And Arkansas got beat by Louisiana State and Alabama. Back-to-back national champions. That segues into what we're going to talk about.
I think so, but you forgot to tell me, what did they say in the UPI poll? I'm just kidding. I don't care.
I don't know. Who cares?
I don't care.
As long as you won one of them, that's all that mattered.
There you go.
But the bottom line was, now Ohio State's going for a repeat, so I just segued for you.
Nice.
It's a beautiful thing. All right, taking on UCLA this weekend. Nico Iamaleava steps foot back in Ohio Stadium after what took place in the Tennessee game there. Do you think we see something similar in this game? Do you think the Ohio State Buckeyes can... I mean, UCLA's looked a little bit better since firing their coach, Tim. It seems like it's coming together. I still have no fear.
A little bit better, and clearly they're playing more loose and free on offense, which suits Nico Iamaleava's style. They still don't have the complementary group all around him and or defensively. I think Ohio State could score points in bunches to a certain extent tomorrow night, but you know, you still got to play the game. The wind might be blowing. Right now, we're down here playing golf, and it's pretty light winds, but it's supposed to pick up into the 10 to 15 mile an hour range out of the west southwest. But then it's supposed to rotate as the game ensues tomorrow from the west northwest to maybe northwest at about 10 to 20, which means a cold front's coming through. And so this will be the first real wind Ohio State will have played in this year with Julian saying et al. Yet Al includes Jeremiah Smith and
that is true. Yes.
And Cardinal Tate if he plays and all those other guys, but and Bo Jackson from up in y'all's neck of the woods.
Yes,
I got videos with him on my podcast, which is coming out later this afternoon. Just first time we've gotten to talk to him since preseason. Good kid and step boy, is he running well? But the bottom line is what the weather will be like more than anything else.
Good job. You missed your calling. You should have been a weather guy. The only thing you didn't give us is what time is sundown and sunset.
Yeah, sundown's going to be about 5:20, I think. I mean, that's what it was yesterday.
The fact that you even gave me a halfway decent answer, I that's all I appreciate.
And me, he's trying to figure out if he can play more golf.
You know, I know it because I was out mulching. The great thing about having a zero-turn, 54-inch zero-turn with mulching blades on it is you get the leaves blown out from around the base of the trees, and then you just go out there and go round and round till they're all gone.
What'd you think of Julian?
I remember looking up, and it was just after 5 o'clock, and I was looking at the sun. I said, I got about 12 minutes left, and then I wasn't done, so I went and got a magnetic light stuck on the front of my zero turn and continued.
I am so excited for you. So happy for you.
Who's that out there in the woods, Margaret? I don't know. When's dinner ready? Go ahead now.
All right, I hear is this, and I just immediately am like, one day I'm going to retire, and I'm going to be able to do that kind of thing. I'm so jealous.
How good is Julian Sane? I mean, you've got...
He's real good.
I mean, you've got... what Matt Patricia compared him to, what, Drew Brees yesterday? Is that what I'm trying to remember who we compared
him. Yeah, but bottom line is he's real good. And he's very accurate as a passer. He can throw every pass in the book. And then on top of that, he's unflappable.
Are you surprised at the success? Because when I watch him every week, I think he gets better every week. He's had one or two bad plays every once in a while, but you're like, eh. The defense is so good, it makes you forget about his bad plays if he had one or two even.
Yeah, to a certain extent. I mean, I look at last week's game at Purdue, and, you know, obviously they had Bo Jackson had like a, 75-yard run for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Called back on the first play. And then later, Julian saying on the first series of the second half, possession second half, they had a great drive going, and he threw just a ball you haven't seen him throw all year, which was to the other team. You know, and it's almost like he didn't see the guy. Actually, what he anticipated was one of the receivers coming back to him, and that didn't happen, so you look like a fool. But, I mean, that's two touchdowns off the board, the way I looked at it, of what would have been much more than a convincing win. But no, he just really doesn't make mistakes. He's very cool. He's calculating about when he's running around with the ball. He has proven now that he will run with the ball. Remember how long it took Kyle McCord to make you think that?
Yep.
C.J. Stroud, this guy was a dual-threat quarterback coming out of Carlsbad, California, but you were so wowed by the way he threw the ball. Did I tell y'all this last week? His dad sent me some video of him when he was in 11 years old. He looks the same. I mean, they were, you know, playing with a junior ball or whatever, right? He was putting balls, fade routes down the left sideline. You know, of course, you got to have guys that can catch it when you're playing 11, 12 years old. But he had that too. But he looks like the same fella. And I'm talking about in an 11-year-old game as opposed to a, what is he now, 19, 20, playing now. He looks like the same guy. So it's pretty cool. You can tell when a guy's a youngster whether he's going to excel. Well, now, is he going to be the greatest ever? Who knows, right? But just like with Bo Jackson, I guarantee you, folks up around Cleveland, they know what they, when you say the name Bo Jackson, and they know which Bo you're talking about.
Yeah.
Images come to mind. Now, he was hurt last year in high school, you know, quite a bit. But
hurt and probably smartly kept out, let's be honest.
Correct.
I mean, he probably could have played in a lot more games. Like his senior night game, I think they dressed him they let him have one carry, and then they called it a day.
But the point is, he's nonplussed by where he is right now. He's leading the team, the number one team in the country. He's leading the team in rushing and is probably only going to get better. And it's too bad they fired that artillery shot and Jeremiah Smith got caught. It was legit. If you're ticky-tack, it was a legit block in the back, you know, hands out in front, so to speak. But of course, then Jeremiah Smith went on to have a career-high 10 catches in that game and a touchdown, so he kind of made up for it. But the bottom line, I asked him the other day, Jeremiah apologized to him. He said they've had a good laugh about it and everything else. But I'm telling you, running backs always remember the home runs, baby.
The legend Tim May joining us on the Fan Hotline. You can hear him on the Tim May podcast with Clay Hall. A lot of mock drafts are starting to come out, Tim. A lot of big boards are coming out, and the number one guy on all of those is Arvell Reese. How impressed have you been with him this year? And is that somebody that maybe you should target high up in the draft?
Well, he's a guy. I was going to say I have a smart aleck comment, but you guys sound pretty serious today about talking football.
I can feel it. Yeah, zero turn football. That's what this is.
Dude, I'm just jealous that A, you're playing golf, and B, you're putting a light on your lawnmower to get things done. I'm going to get there one day. I'm going
to
get
there. By the way, a guy's about to drive by me with the largest tractor I've ever seen on a golf course and the loudest. So,
do we get him on for a prediction?
I would love. I have to mow 2.5 acres, and I'd love to have that rig, baby. bottom line is, the beauty of covering college football, in my opinion, is watching guys grow up, come in at 17 and 18 years old, and some of them are, like I said, Bo Jackson's been nonplussed. He's been breaking runs since he got here in the spring, you know, since he got here in the winter. But to see guys find themselves and then to see the team find them, like Matt Patricia, you know, his two major chess pieces are Caleb Downs and Arvell Reese. Man, this guy's like decided to orbit me like I'm Jupiter and he's some deep interstellar probe. Now I'm behind a tree. But the bottom line is to watch Arvell Reese now rise to the occasion, playing as his body allows, but being put in position to make plays, and then to have the discipline to do what he's supposed to do on a play before he goes running off doing something else is just one of those marvels. You just really enjoy watching this when you cover college football. That's what you don't get in the NFL, you know?
All right.
Well, wait a minute. With the Browns, you don't, because they don't play anybody long enough to find out whether they could be any good or not. Go ahead then.
There we go. All right, we got to go.
Good man.
The 2017.
Is the wind blowing?
It is.
I can't hear on y'all's
end. Are you playing with Moose?
Really bad?
Who are you playing with? Who are you playing golf with?
I'm playing with a guy named Dylan Davis from Delaware, the Delaware Gazette, and a guy we just met, our new best friend, Steve.
Steve, who had no idea this was coming. He's like, is this guy going to be on the phone the whole time we're playing or what?
Exactly. Not like playing with a celeb.
Where's Moose?
Hey, can y'all hear that tractor?
Yeah,
we can't.
Squat. We can't. All right, got to go.
Keep it quiet, man.
He's like, no, he's stalking me. I'm telling you. He's after me. All right, brother.
We got to go.
Hey,
all right,
see you,
thank you. The pride in the Lufkin News. Thank you.
There you go, baby.
Thank you. Tim May, nice enough to join us on the Fan Hotline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.